Welcome to The Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun. So we are already on our 18th week.
Episode 18.
Wow, this is crazy.
I can't believe that we've managed our schedules to get together for 18 weeks in a row.
You know what? I was never one that scheduled, never made commitments. No. I'm the meme that when people say, hey, you want to go out? I'm like, yeah, I'll let you know. And then I'm on my couch.
I'm always like, maybe. That's what my mom said when she meant no.
Steve always says that when his friends would ask him out, he would say, I would definitely try to make it. And his friends knew that meant, nope, I'm watching the show.
It's terrible. We're terrible.
I can't believe this, but we have another guest today.
Yay!
Oh my God. Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
Yay. Everyone's so shy at first, then we'll just get her going.
Yeah,
right
we'll get you going. No worries. At least you're not as red as Kevy was when we first started
talking
to him.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, no, but my heart is like
It's don't worry about it. It's not live. We're just recording.
You're famous now, though.
Yeah, so. You are famous.
According to my boyfriend, I am famous.
Oh, that's so exciting. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
You guys have been together for like 10 years.
It'll be 5 in November.
Oh,
and
okay,
Shannon brought you two together, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? He'll be happy to hear all about him.
Yeah, no.
About himself.
This lady came up to me at the meat department or when I was in Delhi, and she asked about a price. And I already had my eyes on Rob at the time. So when I went to go check on the price, I purposely went over there versus everybody else in the deli. And I went up to Rob and I was like, hey, just letting you know, your price is wrong. And he just like, get out of my department, being all like snotty.
What?
And then
jerk.
I like ran and I was like, oh my God, I talked to him. And then like, as like the weeks went on between another coworker and Shannon just going back and forth.
Oh, that's so
like,
cute.
Go ask Bri out. And he like finally busted through
finally
those doors. And he's like, what are you doing Wednesday? And I was like, nothing. And
he goes, you're like recording a podcast. No.
Well, now I am. But we went to dinner. It was like 3.5 hours.
Awesome.
Where'd you guys go to dinner at?
Sakura.
Very
Ooh,
good.
I like that. Did you get good service? That's the most important thing.
Yes, actually.
Did they give you like a little cake or something because it was your first date?
No.
You know, you can tell them it's your birthday there and they like totally light the place up and like, happy, 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 happy birthday.
We went there for my 23rd
birthday. Oh, nice.
And they gave me like, oh my God, happy birthday. And I was like, thanks.
And it's so embarrassing. Yep. You just sit there awkwardly while they sing to you.
Yep.
That's the worst.
But heck no, I don't sit there awkwardly. No. I'm like, yeah, it's my day,
really?
Man. I lived another day.
I'm always like, oh, okay.
I know. I'm just like, please stop.
I told my friend Todd, he hates like attention on him, and I was like, we're gonna take him there for his birthday, or even if it's not his birthday and just say it's his birthday. And all like his wife and then our other friend Campbell was like, dude, he'll never talk to us again, like we cannot do that. Like that's how much he hates
PTSD
it, you know?
After it. So how many years ago was that he busted through the doors?
Almost 5.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
I said 10. That's how old I am because I think everybody's been together for at least 10 years.
Yeah, I feel like it.
It's been a long time.
In a good way, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh my God, it's so natural. It's like it's been there forever.
So busting through these doors, what were you doing?
I was in the middle of slicing and helping a customer.
Oh, yeah.
And he came in and asked what I was doing. I said nothing. He told me Wednesday. And then I stopped helping my customer and I ran to Shannon. I was like, hey, he just asked me out. I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
I was like, I need to go run around the building or something.
The customer's like, excuse me, I need another pound of that salami. Can you come back?
I'm surprised he didn't cut yourself when he busted in the doors like that. I had to pee my pants.
Who was walking in my department like that?
That's awesome.
So you got to work with our other number one fan because you're like one of our number one fans.
Absolutely. I mean, from the beginning.
We have a lot of number one fans, I feel like now. Like,
I don't know.
A lot of people,
she's pretty.
Yeah.
Kevy's not going to like that I'm saying that, but she gives him a run for his money.
I know. Yeah. You're like always text, always laugh, always.
Yeah. Every
like,
Friday.
Yep.
I always get screenshots of whatever you send to Meredith. And she's like, look what Brianna sent us this week.
Yeah, no, it's my every day. Yeah. Every Friday, I'm like, I got text.
Well, remember when I told you, I was like, oh no, she didn't like it. One Friday, I was like, what? And then all of a sudden, Monday afternoon, we were talking. I'm like, she's back.
That's so funny.
I had so much to do. It was just, everything got to my mind. I was listening to it on the way to get my nails done. And then I was like, I have to do something. And I just totally blanked. And I was like, oh my God, I did not text Meredith.
I love it.
That's funny.
We get Snapchats, texts. Oh,
so then
fun.
when do you usually listen? Because it comes out on Friday. So what are you usually doing when you listen?
It's usually around between 10 o'clock in the morning when it's like my slower
time.
That
sounds about right. It's usually before lunch that I get your text messages. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're at work then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have my AirPods in. I'm just blocking everything out.
I've been listening to them over and over again.
Really?
Like all our different ones.
I did
ones.
That to Kevin's episode.
Oh, my God.
I did too. And he's been listening to his episode. I'm like, why are these numbers so high? Because it's Kevin.
He's obsessed with listening to himself. And he would always ask me, like, isn't it annoying listening to your own voice?
No.
And I'm like, no, not really. Whatever. You get used to it. Here he is.
Yeah.
Listening over and over again.
I go for a 5-mile run and listen. And then if I notice anything wrong with the episode, like if there's like a glitch or something, then I come
Stop
back home
it.
Quickly, like, to, you know, re-upload it. And then and
once it's done, it's done.
And then
there.
During work on Friday afternoon, I'll sit and listen to it again just because I want to get my laugh on. And
I always say I'm going to wait and listen to it on the way home from work. And I'll usually go get my little Bluetooth and I'll listen to it while I'm in one of the stores. And I'm just laughing like you know, yep. People are like staring at me like, what the hell? And I sent out Snapchat last week. I'm like, stop trying to talk to me. I'm trying to listen to the Clopin Effect.
I did that in Target like 3 weeks ago. Because I listened late. So I went to Target after work and I was just laughing the entire time. And people were staring at me. I was like, they probably think I'm weird.
Yeah, that's okay. Keeps them away from you.
Yep, it does.
We still need to maintain our 6 feet of distance, even if we are vaccinated.
Yep.
I wore my mask today. I was in stores. I visited four stores.
I know.
Today.
I just missed you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I wore my mask. But then if I would see someone I knew, because these stores know me, mm-hmm. and there's not a lot of turnover in the deli department, and that's where I had to go today. So I would pull my mask down and smile and be like, how are you? And then my next line would be, I'm vaccinated. Don't worry.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But I still wanted to wear my mask in stores, as we talked about, like, 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
that I just feel safer with it. It's like wearing a seatbelt or whatever.
It's like not having
I know it's crazy. Everyone's probably rolling their eyes at me, but mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm just safer.
Well, first
but
of
if
all,
I see someone,
you
then
don't
I take
even,
it down.
Yeah, you don't even leave the house that often, so it
not
is
anymore.
Probably weird for you now.
Yeah.
You know?
Last year, no problem. The immune system was fine. I was in stores all last year stocking and helping and whatever they needed, reset.
Yeah.
Now this year with this job, it's been 12 weeks of, no, we want you to be safe. Let's get you vaccinated first. Then we'll you know, let you go out. So now they're letting us out now, quote unquote.
They're allowing
I'm
us
free.
To leave the house.
Yeah. So once a week, I try to get to as many stores as I can just to see what's out there. And I'm so happy that I get out there because I had four stores that I visited and all four of them needed something.
Yeah.
Like they wanted an item or I had to switch, you know, do a reset or switch something up.
Yeah.
Or so I'm glad that I'm out again.
You cleaned up after me.
No.
She went to the store and did my job today.
Thanks.
I'm surprised that the deli manager didn't say anything because I walked in, I said who I was, and then she remembered who I was.
Yeah.
And I said, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, okay. I mean, she seemed like she was a little bit like sick of talking to people by around
She's
this time.
She's always like that though.
But then I think she realized who I was and came back again after her meeting and she was like, hey, don't leave. And then we were talking normal. So I think it was just, I hadn't been there in a while. So
yeah, she remembered you then because I talk about you all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks. I hope it's good.
Yes, always. Of course it is. I always tell people where you went.
That bitch left me.
No, well, sometimes I say that. But that's only if I know him.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, she left my ass. She got me over here and then left my ass.
So tell us about what you did at this job. So you're in Arlington Heights now.
Libertyville.
Oh, Libertyville. Sorry. And then, but before that, you worked at a deli?
Mm-hmm.
For how many years?
Almost 5.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
So what'd you do there?
She fucking sliced meat, Meredith.
She could have done some stocking.
I'm just messing around.
After a couple years, I started stocking.
Oh, so there's levels. I see. So you slice. You're such a bitch. So I'm sorry. There's levels in the deli, like you slice, and then, you know, you move up to stocking. Is that how it goes?
Then they make you come in at midnight and do inventory.
Yeah, that was mostly.
I think
permanent.
I remember seeing you.
Yeah,
on a couple.
I was mainly the permanent, other than Shannon.
Yeah.
And Drew too, right?
Drew did. I did work with Drew sometimes.
Okay,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's freaking funny.
Did he ever make you midnight mozzarella sticks?
Yes, and pizza. Ooh. And chicken tenders.
And you know what? Today's his birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday,
Drew!
You'll be hearing this like 2 weeks late.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Yep. Oh, I have to text him.
Yep,
I did this morning.
Mm-hmm. I'm not friends with him. on social media.
Yeah, I am just starting now to add more people on social media that I worked with. Because when we were managers,
we talked about this before.
Someone would come in and say, you know, no social media. So you'd have to delete everyone. So now I'm just starting to add people. But I think I've always had Drew.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's his birthday today. So
yay, happy birthday.
I haven't seen him in a really long time.
Aww.
I think the last time was when we went and worked out with you at Marine.
Park. That's right. We went for a hike. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that was his text to me today. He was like, oh, thanks. When are we hiking? When's our next hike?
I never ask you when we're hiking?
I stop asking.
I'm always like, hey, bet you want to go have a beer.
Was that when we went in the snow?
Oh, the hill repeats.
Oh.
She hated it so much. She never asked you to do
it. I have no
again.
Friends that want to work out with me. You want to come hang with me? Let's go
you
do hill repeats.
Kill them. They're like, okay, yeah, maybe next week. I'll never talk to her again.
That's why I run by myself now.
Yeah.
All by myself.
You know what your limits are. Yeah. You don't understand our very small limits.
Stop. So you got some customer stories for us?
I've had a lady throw lunch meat at me before.
Oh, yes, tell me all about it. I'm ready.
Well, it was just because it wasn't sliced the way she wanted, she didn't tell me that. She told me she wanted it sliced on like a one, which when more deli people will understand what I'm saying when I say that.
Yeah.
But like some people, like she wanted it sliced
on
a
one. So is one thick or thin?
It's like thin,
yeah,
but on the thicker side, like it's not shaved.
So let's go back. Okay. Tell everyone, just for those that haven't worked in deli, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the knob?
Yeah, the knob on the slicer.
So it's,
okay.
It's like 0 through 10? 0 through 6?
I think it's like 12.
Oh, okay.
Like 12 was the thickest you could get.
12 was the like thickest thick. You can get. Yeah. Okay.
Like an inch thick? Like
very thick.
Jeez. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's getting hunks that big?
So do the numbers mean like centimeters or anything, or just it's just the guide?
I think it's just the guide.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure it means something, but.
So you, okay, so.
It's the level of toastiness on the toaster.
Yeah. Yeah. I always turn it off and then my family goes and makes toast and it burns. She's so like, why is my toast always burnt? I'm like, I don't know, because I put on 12.
So she literally asked you for a one and you gave her a one and she didn't like it?
Well, she asked if. Like for to put it on a one, and I said okay, and I asked her if that slice was good, and she said yes. So continued to slice. I think it was like a pound or something.
Yeah.
And I put it on the scale, and she said that's too much, and it was like 0.1, 0.3.
Oh my
and
god! I was like, I'm always like that's fine.
I was like, I can take it off if you want. She's like, yeah, please. And I was like, okay, cool. So I took it off, and then like 2 minutes later, she comes back. She goes, I don't want this, and just. Chucked it.
Oh,
yeah. And my I was like, okay, I'm going on a break.
So wait, you put the scale label on the bag, mm-hmm. handed her the bag, and then she took a piece out and threw it at you?
No, she just chucked the whole bag.
Mm-hmm. A whole pound.
Wait, that's even worse.
Meat right? to the face.
Like I could have just used that for something else.
You should have like deflected it so that it would like hit back at her. That'd be cool. I want to see that on the video.
I wish I could have. The many times.
So I'll tell you how not picky I am. I went and got lunch meat from the deli the other day, and I went to the place where I don't really like it because they like slice the whole chub and just have it stacked there.
Mm.
So you say, oh, can I get a pound of this, a pound of that, a pound of that, right? Yeah. Mm. So it's whatever, it's sliced already. I'm sure you can probably ask for something and they'll get a new one and slice it thinner if you want, but whatever, I'm not picky. So I say, can I get a pound of that? Sure, no problem. It's like 1.8 pounds. I'm like, yep, that's fine. He just throws it in the bag. Okay.
Yep.
And then I'm like, can I get a half a pound of that? And it's like 0.93. I'm like, yep, that's fine. You know? And he's like, oh my God, you're like the easiest customer I've ever had.
I had a lot of those too. I had a lot of favorite customers.
Yeah.
That I would just, the minute they walk up to the counter, I was like, I got you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't hesitate.
Because they didn't care. Mm-hmm. They were just like, just give me some meat.
Mm-hmm.
I told them, I go, it's mainly for my dog and my husband, so they don't care.
One and the same.
Yeah,
whatever.
They eat out of the bag together.
It's funny, we never mention favorite customers.
Oh.
It's always the bad ones. Right? We talked about that before.
Because you always remember the bad ones.
You always remember the bad ones.
Yeah.
But you had a lot of favorites?
Yes.
That's great. See, I have more faith in our area where we live now.
Yeah, they're loyal to their deli.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah true. They are.
Yeah.
So this lady that threw the bag at you, never helped her again, came back, never saw her.
Nope. I saw her a couple times, but I wouldn't help her.
No.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what number do you have? 87? 88?
And then you switch the numbers, so she's just completely missed by everybody. Yeah.
I am 87. Oh, sorry. We must have missed you. Someone will be with you next year.
We have to go all the way around again when we miss.
Yeah. We're going to start at number one. Number one. Anybody with number one.
So right. I just remembered a story, actually, and I think we probably could have mentioned it like last week with our mystery guest.
Yeah.
But I remember there was a person that worked in Delhi. I don't know if it was before you or not, but her favorite customers would walk up, and the reason that she had favorite customers and she was their favorite was because she would hold a couple pieces, hit the button, the PLU, you know, the 4 code or 6 code. Yeah. And have the labels start printing off, and then she would throw those pieces on and then bag it.
She'd give them like an extra quarter pound.
Which I would say is, okay, so first of all, it was wrong. I'm just going to say that. But I would say it's similar to, do you want this piece? In the beginning that they used to do. So instead, back then, she would kind of hold a couple pieces. It wasn't like a lot, but I think she got let go for it, actually.
It was your couple pieces you were going to eat while you were walking around.
Right, so why charge you for it?
Granted, I always just put it in the bag after they weighed it, then took it out and exactly. ate it, but whatever. Yeah, you know.
I remember that. She might have been before you, though. I'll have to tell you who she was when we get off here, but...
Say it.
No. So do you do anything like that for your favorite customers, or were you like pretty legit?
I was pretty legit because Shannon was always watching me. So the minute I like did anything, I was like, she wrong.
Yeah. But Shannon's like, yes, trained her right.
That's why you worked there for so long.
Yeah.
Because you got trained by the right person.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
She's definitely boss
the best. Yeah. I heard she's doing amazing at the new place she's at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet she is. Making some changes. Yeah.
Good for her.
Sure, I knew she'd cracking the whip over there.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
good.
She's closer to me now.
Oh,
nice.
You live out there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Do you ever stop in?
No.
Oh, you have to.
You better go see her.
Well, now that she's there, I'm definitely going.
Yeah.
I already texted her. I was like, I'll come see you.
Yeah.
And plus there's Starbucks there.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Now there's really an excuse to go there.
Mm-hmm. Love me some Starbucks.
What's your favorite drink?
I usually get the matcha pineapple that they have.
Oh.
Oh, I never had that one.
It's my favorite.
Is that made with like coconut milk too? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
I might have to try that.
It's so good.
Because, you know, I just got hooked on the guava passion fruit coconut milk. Ooh, I don't know if you tried that.
No, I haven't.
It's like a pink Starburst.
Oh, wow.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Try that too.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah. So good.
I like refreshers. And sometimes I'm just not in the mood for coffee, but it's like my car drives to the Starbucks.
Yes.
You know, it's like, it's just autopilot.
Well, half of the stores I go to have one in it. So I'm like, oh, while I'm here.
What should I try?
Might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 1 5 minutes from my work. So I'm just like, oh, I'll be late for
fine. Yeah. Do you have to clock in at your new job, or are you just like, it's a 9 to 5? Yeah, no, you still got to clock in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you been at that job?
It'll be 2 years this month, actually, May 13th.
So did you leave Delhi? And then come back once?
Yes.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay. You tried something else.
Yeah. And it
came back. Mm-hmm. And then you went to this other pharmaceutical company.
Yep.
Okay. So what do you do now there? What are your tasks?
I am in purchasing. So I get with vendors.
And you have to deal with customers then still, kind of?
Not really. Just more like the HR sometimes. Ooh. I like the bigger vendors. But it's just buying medications.
Oh. You ever do like one for me, one for you? And
As much as I like to.
No. Whatever. So did you ever have to deal with, I know we've talked about them before, is the gypsy family?
No.
They would like purchase party platters and then try to return them. Or I'm going to be really mean in this one, but I mean, it's what we called her because it is what it is. She was the bearded lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know who we're talking about.
Yes. I knew she would know who that was. Mm-hmm. Because she used to order party platters and be like, oh, I'm having a birthday party for my kids.
Yep.
She would come, pick them up, buy them, and then immediately turn around, come up to the service desk and return them.
So she did that with the cakes too.
Yeah.
That's the same family.
Yeah.
They would eat three-fourths of the cake.
The gypsy and the bearded lady were
different. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that was the mom you were talking about. So, I'm sorry. So I don't know what we're talking about. I'm like asking Brie, oh, you know what we're talking about? Wait, I don't know what we're talking about.
No. I don't know. You might not have been there for the bearded lady. She had like a couple kids.
Mm-hmm. She would always stash things under her children.
So she was mama and papa?
Yeah, I never knew that.
We figured out that's what she was doing half the time.
So you'll have to cut this out, but I...
or not. Cue the music.
I always knew there was something funny about that lady. And you just said that she used to stash stuff under her cart. But she was just the weirdest, and like she never had food stamps. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't have, like, the link card. So I'm thinking, why do you order this stuff just to turn around and return it?
Wow.
So I think we finally cut her off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when Shannon said, like, if you see this name, like, if she...
Don't even bother don't making even, it.
Don't make it. Don't do anything. And if wow. she comes up, you just be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you don't...
We don't do platters anymore as you're handing it to somebody else.
We stopped making yeah. those. Number 88, here's your party platter. So
no
I have
more 87s. Oh, that was great. That was awesome.
Well, if you 86 something in the restaurant business, it means you're out of
you're
it.
You're out of it.
Okay. Did you guys restart the counter every morning?
Yes.
Okay. So that literally was how many customers you helped during the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on a weekend when it was on 125, I would be like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You know, a lot of people.
I remember when we opened a new store in Crystal Lake and I came in the afternoon and it was like, it was a 3-digit one. So it was like 250. Let's just say, I don't know the exact number. Yeah. I said, oh wow, you're on 250 already. They're like, no, we already did that 3 times over.
Oh,
like that's how
God.
Busy that store was. Yeah. I was like, that is a lot of freaking customers
that's
wanting
crazy.
Lunch meat.
That's basically a Sunday.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. 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 Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
that
a lot
crazy.
Of people. I don't know.
How can you even?
I'm so happy that they have the grab and goes now. I walk up.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they have to offer me,
yep.
that's fine. It's all
that's
salami.
How,
that's fine.
That's how unpicky we are.
So unpicky.
Yeah.
I would not. I do not want to wait. As much as I love to see some of the people that I still know
right.
working over there.
Right.
Forget it. Grab and go.
And they're not because they're not going to have time to talk to you anyway. So
no,
what's
I know.
The point? Yeah. Although I will like I'll take advantage if I see somebody that I used to know work there with whatever. I'll sit there and talk to him while they're slicing my
You know
meat.
What I did last week? I started walking up and I realized that it was like 6:45 and they've already been cleaning. Like all the pieces were out of the case. They must have been doing like a deep cleaning.
Yeah.
And I started walking like I had a bright smile. You know, I'm like, hey.
And, they were like
and you could see them. Oh, yeah. You could see them all looking at me like, oh, shit. We just cleaned all our slicers. And I was like, I'm going to go right over here to grab and go. And
oh
she just kind of did like,
a,
you know, that meme of that little kid that goes, ooh, and he turns yeah. around down the hallway. I totally did that to the grab and go case. I was like, all
oh,
right,
fine.
Funny. I'll be nice.
That's a good customer. That's
yeah.
good customer service, Meredith.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's because I was on the other end of it for so long.
Yep.
The shit end.
So did you ever keep track of like how many times that thing, the counter rolled over in a day? Like, do you have like a record number of customers that you guys helped in a day?
I don't think so because I tried to and it just got too overwhelming yeah. trying to remember like who I was helping and like what they needed and then the numbers. So.
You know, knowing Drew when we see him again next month when he
That's
comes on with his sister,
him.
He's
yeah.
going to be like, yeah, there was one day that was 742
yeah,
I
yeah,
because I marked it on the board.
Yeah, I put it in the slice yeah. any way you slice it.
He'll oh, absolutely
funny.
Know.
That's
oh,
yeah. so funny.
He'll be like, tell Bree it was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he's got a really good memory, too.
Oh, unbelievable.
Sorry to bring up
oh,
Drew
yeah. It's unbelievable.
On your
okay.
show, but
Drew's great.
He can, like, he gives me the craziest facts about things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to take his word for
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
He is Google.
Yeah.
He is Google.
Yeah.
It should
crazy.
Be called Droogle. I just call him for
oh,
everything.
No, I'm sure there's things he doesn't know about.
I'm like,
there
open a web browser or call his number. I call his number.
Hey, Drew, remember back in 2014 when we both worked at that store and it was 9:00 on a Saturday and we were helping customer number 88?
And he'd be like, oh, that's right, because 87 was a bitch.
Yeah. And he'd be like, yeah, it was pastrami.
And they wanted a half a pound.
Yeah.
And then they ordered cheese after that.
Yeah. And then they wanted damn shaved ham.
Don't miss the shaved stuff.
My husband said something about shaved ham the other day because he was like, yeah, get some lunch meat, this and that. And I was like, all right, what do you want? You know, and he's like, ooh, shaved ham. And I'm like, nope. We don't do that in this house.
Nope.
Does Oscar Mayer make that?
We
or can we get that off the wall?
Yeah, we do not do shaved meats in this house. It's slices.
Yes.
It's number one.
Number one. Is that what's like the average slice, you think?
About a one.
Yeah.
A little under sometimes, but like just a one.
So I would help out in stores, but usually when I would help out, it was like to help them recover from having no one there
yeah.
or a long weekend or something. So when I would go in, I would slice real fast, like, you know, fill their grab and go, help a couple customers, just have them catch up. And the next day I would be so sore. Did you have days like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're way younger than me, but. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it no. swinging the arm?
It's
back
the
and forth?
Arm, yeah.
Yeah.
and like school, going in the cooler and like lifting and like going to the bottom of the shelves and lifting like the Crocus ham or something.
Yeah.
Those things are, yeah, like, it's a big piece.
Yeah, it's a big piece. And then they have the netting on them, right?
Hams.
So don't you have a customer wait? Do you know how this is with Crocus ham? So
I don't
go ahead
in the deli.
Tell her about it.
They're just very much vacuum sealed.
Yeah.
So like trying to cut it open, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know that I've tried to open it, and there's some kind of red mesh on there underneath the plastic now.
Oh.
I don't know if it's now or if it was back then. And so you're trying to cut it, and you're like looking for scissors, your box cutter that you've been using for stocking. You definitely don't want to do that.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, you have
a
knife.
Little salmonella.
But it is. It's annoying because then you got this customer watching you, and you always feel like you're on stage, don't you?
It's very intimidating.
Because they're just standing there tapping their toe, like, waiting, like, I hope that's not too thick. If it is, I'm going to throw it in your face.
They will.
You do feel like you're on stage, though. Don't you always feel like you have to smile? Or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt cashiering, though, too.
Yes.
Like, people are standing there waiting. I made it a habit of, I pay attention to the customer in front of me. I could care less who's behind them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, like,
focus
I might,
on
like,
who's in front
I
of
might
you.
Give them an eye contact and acknowledge, but I can't tell you how many times I'm so focused on this customer in front of me. The next person in line, like, I knew, like, they were either, like, you know, my husband's family or somebody, just a regular customer. And they were like, I was standing there waiting forever for you to look at me. I'm like, sorry, I only take care of the customer I'm taking care of.
Yeah.
You know, like,
were you like that too? You didn't care who was around?
Nope.
You know,
I was
always
like,
just
if
focused
I know
on
you, I will talk to you when I am done.
Yeah.
I have like the sole purpose of just helping this person.
You know, I have a question for you. So I noticed this in some delis, it could just be the person working, but they would look at the customer and they would say, let's just go with Crocus ham. Half a pound of Crocus ham. So you get the Crocus ham out if you have to get it from the cooler so that you got a couple minutes that you're waiting, right? And then they repeat it again. Okay, half a pound Crocus ham. Is there a reason that you do that?
To make sure that that's what they said, because some people will be like, no, I said 3/4. And you're like, okay, well, I heard a half.
Yeah.
So we just make it to reassure.
So why does that
I have noticed
happen?
That people will ask me like 3 times, like, you said a half pound. And then they still give me 0.9. And I'm like, yep, good enough.
Clearly, I look hungry.
I don't care.
I'm gonna eat some while I'm doing
just give me
my
some
job.
Meat in a bag so I can move on.
Yep, exactly.
So, okay, so I'm wondering about that because customers must switch it up, right?
Yeah.
Or they, because you say a half a pound,
well,
and then I hear them say it again, half a pound. Okay, a half a pound, half a pound.
Are they going to tell you to weigh 1/4 pound and then put it all in there? Or, you know what I
mean? And how often do they switch? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
but how, and how often do they switch?
Depending on the person. I've had a couple people switch it up on me, and I'm like, okay, well, you told me a half pound. And, of course, I didn't reassure them. That's what I was slicing. So.
Yeah.
And would they act like you were the one wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Customers always right.
And then what was your question? I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
I don't think it was a question. I think it was a statement.
Oh, it was a great one, by the way.
I know, because I said, like, I do feel like they asked me like 3 times.
Oh, yeah, right, right, right.
You know, and I'm just like, yeah. Do you want me to say it again? You're going to give me a pound anyway, so whatever you want.
How good were you? How accurate were you?
After like a year and a half, I would say I was pretty accurate.
Yeah,
depending
like you
on
knew.
Depending on like how thick it was, too.
I was going to say, because does different meat weigh differently, or cheese?
Yeah.
You know, so like you could do like, even if everything was on a number one, would it be like 12 slices of cheese compared to 16 slices of meat make 1 pound, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And are cheeses different? Like you have white cheddar and then maybe pepper jack. Does pepper jack weigh more because of the peppers or less? I don't know.
No, it's more of the pepper jack was a little more
crumblier.
I'm really
into this.
So.
Wait, oh, say it again because she's too busy laughing over here.
It was a little more crumblier. So depending on.
Which
like,
one?
The pepper jack.
Pepper jack.
It's crumbler. Okay. Crumbler.
Crumbler.
Oh, wait, say it again. Crumbler?
Crumblier.
I can't even say it right now.
Crumblier.
Crumblier. Okay. Thank you.
We'll go with that.
Crumblier.
Yeah.
I don't like that word.
It's more crumbly.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll just skip
it. Crumbles.
The word.
It crumbles. All right. So I'm never ordering that because I don't want to make a mess.
Well, it's also depending on the brand.
Oh, okay. Okay. Which one's the best?
I don't remember the brand.
Probably the store brand.
Dietz and Watson or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dietz Watson had the best cheese.
Did
they do. Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, is Dietz and Watson really the best?
Oh, yeah.
They are really good.
By far the best meat I've ever had, or cheese.
The only thing I really got Dietz and Watson was like the roast beef.
Oh,
their number one is the low-sodium chicken breast. I think that's
really?
Their number one, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or low-sodium turkey.
Weird.
Something.
They had it both.
Yeah. Everyone orders it. And if it's on sale, that's all you hear. Yeah.
Especially when it was like $6.99 a pound.
Yes, that would be all you hear. We had the low sodium chicken breast, low sodium chicken breast.
I don't like paying more than $5.99 a pound for anything.
Yeah.
If I do, it's Deeds and Watson. I don't even look at the pricing.
I maybe will look at see what's sales. On sale. Yeah. And maybe, you know, if it's like the store brand that's, you know, but I don't know.
See, but I always like the store brand better than Jennie-O, and I think Shannon told me that. Yeah.
Yeah, Jennie-O, not the best.
No.
Oh, it was poor gross. Jenny.
It was gross looking.
She had this whole big dream and her stuff is shit.
Well, she shouldn't have let it go to hell. She should have stopped cutting corners.
Oh, Jenny. Cutting corners. Those Jennies, I tell
you. That's funny. Yeah, I'd always get the store brand. It was always on sale, too.
Have you ever cut yourself?
Oh,
yes,
God.
Twice.
Like bad, like stitches?
No.
Ugh, why do we invite her?
I think
her?
You it's actually no fun. Yeah, helped hear me like... the first time I cut myself.
Really? Did yeah. I? Was I nice to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Phew.
Obviously, she's here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I should have been like, I'm not listening to that bitch's podcast. She was mean to me when I had to fill out an accident report.
I always ask people that. Yeah. There's someone that works in the Wisconsin stores, and she walked up to me when I started working at the job that you're at.
Yeah.
And she was like, you don't remember me? I worked at blah, blah, blah. And that's where I met you. I'm like, oh my God, was I nice to you? She's like, yes, you were nice
to
me.
You're nice to everybody. I don't even know why you question
that. Wait,
that
one time, though, that you're not, because you're like, ugh. And then that you see that person again. You
know?
That
person will avoid you.
You call them an 87, you know, it's like the 87.
I'm going to use that from now on.
I know, 87.
You, 87.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, what does that mean? Episode. You're an 87.
That's it. You're 87.
You're 87.
We just named it. Perfect. We don't like you. You're 87.
You've been 87.
I can say that. I can't say crumblier.
Crumblier.
I can't say it.
I'm not going to attempt it. The saying it in my head is all jumbled.
Crumblier.
I don't know if she worked with you or not. Once again, I don't know if it was before you, but she said that everyone would fight over the good-looking customers.
Come we up. Would run up to the deli.
See, I didn't
counter.
Have a choice. They came to me.
Yeah.
But not like that, no. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have a choice. Either they came to me or they didn't, you know? But everybody knew I was fast, so.
They showed up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess. I'd be like, oh, you again? Hi. There was one guy that would always come through my line now that I think about it. I never thought about it. I didn't think he was that good looking, but I could see how people would think he was.
Yeah. And plus, you were fast. You were so fast. He was probably like, fast. You know, just wanting to get stuff done.
He would always only have a few things.
Yeah.
And he would like wait in line.
Yeah. For you.
For me. Weird.
You're it.
That's
you're it.
That's weird. Nobody likes this.
So do you like your face turn red or did you forget anything when these
both
good looking people
definitely
would show up?
Definitely both. Because we would take the, I would take the order like if I beat them, anyone else to it. And I'd go in the cooler and just completely forget.
Oh my God.
Like, what did he want? And I don't want to be stupid and like go ask him again. So I
and
just,
you're
like
was
there.
That a yellow American or what? You know, and you could probably take any chub and slice it up. Like as long as it was turkey or chicken or beef, like they wouldn't know.
Are you like, how much do you want in your number, please?
You write your number on the bag.
Yes.
If I was able to hold
a pen. A little something in there for you. A little slip of wax paper with your number on it. It's all greasy from the meat.
Yep. Is that a 3 or an 8? 3 or an 8?
He's dialing all different ones. Is this the deli girl? They're like, who the hell is this? You've reached
She's
the
running
reject
to the
hotline.
Yes, it's me. It's me.
Oh, that's funny.
Gotta take a break. I just fed them vegan beef jerky.
I'm still chewing on it.
Actually, they call it vegan jerky. It's marinated and seasoned. It's barbecue.
It gets stuck to your teeth.
I finished my piece, but they're still eating. It's just made out of soy, tomato, brown cane sugar, spices, garlic, sea salt, rice vinegar.
It's spicy. Yeah, it's got a little spice at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
It really tastes like jerky.
It's good, though.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's actually better than regular jerky because, like, the sauce on it is saucy.
Actually, I heard a couple people, because of how they were feeling, they wanted to go vegan. So I'll just say it's called Noble Jerky, N-O-B-L-E. It's pretty good.
It's good.
I got it from Amazon.
I'm a meat eater, and I approve.
Yeah, not bad.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So what's the number one item that you would always slice? Can you
Ricotta
remember?
Salami.
What is it?
Navarro salami.
Oh,
that's what I get every time. That's what I get.
Is it cheap?
It's always on sale for like $4.99 or
$5.99. That's why it's under that $5.99 mark.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. And it lasts in your fridge for like 2 weeks compared to like other deli meat.
No, 1 week.
I only, at the most, right? I'm like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, because it's so, as soon as it starts getting slimy, you're done.
Yeah, I'm done. Right? Yep. Then it's the dogs after that. Mm-hmm. I don't even eat it.
Nope.
How long do you keep lunch meat in your fridge for?
If it lasts, about 4 days.
Yeah. So then say you don't go to the deli and you get like prepackaged meat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
Sometimes.
You'll do that sometimes?
Yeah.
And how long? I know. And I'm same way. Like, after I open it, like 3-4 days. Nope. It's dogs.
Yeah, no. If I had a dog, I'd give it to him.
Yeah.
But I have Rob, so.
You don't have a dog?
No.
You need a dog.
I want a dog.
Do you have a cat?
No. I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah, you need a dog, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I technically have dogs, dog, Rob. But they're my. He won't. He won't. We had to watch my dogs for 6 months after we moved into the house, and it just ruined all my chances.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're old and smelly and they bark at nothing.
What does he do?
He's IT at a school.
Okay. Because he used to work in the meat department, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all moved on to bigger and better, huh?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to college? Or you're still going?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
I went for a little bit for business, and then I just decided to focus more on myself.
Yeah.
Try and get my career going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to go back.
And what about Rob?
He got his degree in game design at DePaul, and then he went to MCC for IT.
Oh, wow. Nice. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. IT is definitely a job. You know, I mean, definitely.
Every company needs an IT person.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
If not persons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially all these things getting hacked lately, right? So our oil got hacked, and now our meat got hacked. I don't understand that. Yeah. It was like a meat company. It's like, so now we're going to have like, I don't want everybody to freak out and buy meat now. Okay.
This is why I buy Noble jerky.
There you go. There you go. But somehow that company got hacked. So they said there's not going to be a shortage. There's just going to be some like issues with distribution maybe for a little bit, you know? So, but it's, I don't even think it was, well, maybe I could be totally wrong. Don't quote me on this, but I am not even sure it was like one of our largest, but it must be pretty important if they're talking about it on the news. But
oh man,
don't go out and panic buy, you jerks.
I bet you'll hear about it though, just because you represent so many companies.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
If the country goes off grid for like a week and like we don't have electricity, it's gonna be super panic. Like people are gonna be gouging each other's eyes out. Like I'm completely,
it'll be the purge.
Yeah, I'm completely prepared to board up my house, lock myself in. Let the anarchy happen.
Yeah.
You know?
So this just got super dark.
Anyways,
let's talk about some terrible customers.
It's those terrible customers.
Hey, thanks for joining us. This is a little bit weird.
Sorry, guys. Just trying to be prepared. I got my beans and rice. I don't need no stinking toilet paper. That's what washcloths are for. Okay, so I like to bring up something driving. You don't have to drive far.
No.
I always talk about driving. I'm proud to say I haven't hit any speed humps lately.
Yeah, I thought about you today. I visited four stores in the city. No, I thought I was going to because I saw like the yellow and I'm like, oh God, it's not going to end well because my car's low to the ground and I immediately thought of you. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a story.
God.
And then there was no speed. No. There was no speed hump.
No.
I was like, oh, all right.
So I just want to say that everybody who drives an F-150, generally a white one, they drive like they have a suspended license. And everybody who drives like a Chevy Sonic or like a VW, like our friend's car or like anything little or a Jeep, they drive like they have nothing left to live for. Like, is that not true?
It's definitely true.
It's all the F-150s are like the work dudes that like have suspended licenses or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They got 12 DUIs. And then you got these Wranglers that are just like crazy. And I'm like, it's not a mountain. You're not, you know, impressing.
We're not off roading here.
We're all just going to work, you know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Commute every morning.
Yeah.
Speed speed limit's 45. I got people passing me going like 70. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Okay. The one time I go 60, I get pulled over.
Uh-huh. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So today I was driving 80? To Broadway in the
yeah.
city.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's this awesome merge.
Yeah.
That merges those middle lanes
yeah.
on 94.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the right lane ends.
Yes.
So there's this ginormous truck that has probably never driven this before.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he realizes that he has to merge and there's all these cars in the lane next
oh,
to him.
No.
He just starts going over.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going.
I watched
my blinkers on
too.
And I'm either going to hit yeah. the concrete or hit the car.
Uh-huh.
And there was a car that was fighting him.
Yeah.
Of course.
I thought that he was so close that this little car, smaller than mine, was yeah. going to go under the truck.
Yeah.
And then they either finally realized or playing chicken finally yeah. gave up and moved over and cut off another car. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, this is it. This is
it's
why
so crazy.
I hate driving into the city.
And I watch stuff in front of me every day.
Oh, yeah. I just like, kept backing up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give them room.
Yep.
Let the crash happen.
Well, because if I have to go over a tire, you know what I mean?
God.
Like, I got to know what's going to happen here.
Have you seen that video? It's a guy's dash cam, and it's like they're on like a 4-lane highway, and there's like a semi goes past, and a tire comes off of it,
oh,
and
no.
there's a van right behind it, and the van goes up on the tire, and then like, boom, flips
oh,
over.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you know what I was just watching? You know how you get on like Facebook videos and
yeah,
all
yeah.
that, or TikTok
I
probably
TikTok,
for you?
Yeah, I watch TikTok. I
so too. They have dash cams. I don't know what country it was. Maybe
yeah.
Japan or
they're
I'm not
all
sure.
Over. They're like Russia, Poland, Japan,
okay, maybe,
everywhere
right.
in Asia.
Okay.
Yes.
So it wasn't in America.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was somewhere else. And they had these dash cams on everything, buses, trucks,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Because even if they're going slow, people will jump on the
in
hood of their
of
car
them?
For
oh,
insurance.
Yes.
And then they yes. just like look at them like, really?
Yeah.
And then the person gets up and realizes they have a camera and kind of shake their hand
yeah.
and like go the other way. I'm like, this really happens?
Yeah. You know, so I remember hearing about it like when I was younger.
Yeah.
That people would, you know, brake check people or, you know, be at a stoplight and just throw it in reverse and boom and say that you ran
yes.
into the back of them.
Don't do that, listeners.
Right? So I thought, okay, you know, like I don't have to worry about that anymore. Well, I was watching TikTok the other day and this guy has a whole account of them.
Wow.
Of people just throwing on their reverse lights and backing into them. And it's like, oh, well, good thing I have a dash cam.
Wow.
Like, I really want to get
they
a dash cam.
I'm wondering, as soon as they find out he has a dash cam, do they just kind of like, whoops,
no,
sorry.
They
really?
Still like try to blame it on them.
And you
know?
Can see the reverse lights.
Yeah.
That's
it's crazy.
Crazy.
Like these people have to go to court and like fight it and like bring their, you know, bring their footage and like,
oh my
no,
gosh.
I didn't run into the back of her. She backed into me, you know?
Oh my gosh.
That's so crazy. People are crazy.
They are.
Crazy.
Kayla knows I drive around and I go, y'all are wild. That's my thing. I say yeah. all the time, like, y'all are wild. I can't believe this. This is crazy. You mm-hmm. guys are crazy.
I used to be a very aggressive driver. Very aggressive.
Not me.
Like I'm sure the kids too. Know. Like I was the one that would be brake checking. If I can't see your headlights
yeah
you're
yeah.
way too close to
right,
me and
yeah.
I would hit my brakes
yeah
and you could hear the person behind like squealing
yeah
I did get hit once from it
yeah
I was like I could barely even see his steering wheel
yeah.
he was so up on me
I know
that I hit my brakes. My son was with me. He came out. He was banging on my window. I called the cops.
Yeah
I'm like, this guy's gonna beat me up. I don't
yeah.
know. He hit me. I played like that but
yeah.
whatever what
yeah.
And then I realized that he only lived like 2 roads down from me.
Shut up. Yeah, but for him to even react that way too.
Oh yeah, he got like, the ticket, and then
you know
accident. How you get a copy of the ticket. I looked at the address. I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah. Oops. Hey neighbor.
And then after
my
that,
neck,
I was like,
my
eh.
neck is kind of messed up.
Yeah. No, I never did that. But I mean, we were trying to merge, and he was like up on me. I'm
yeah.
like, no.
Yeah.
No, and I hit the brakes because actually another car was not letting me through,
I
and
do.
He just was too
yeah.
close and hit me.
Sometimes I am an asshole when it's merging, and I'll be like, no, you're not coming in.
Yeah. You had all that yeah. time to merge.
Yeah.
And now you're waiting
yeah.
to
right.
merge it.
Like which technically now. They say is better because it's supposed to be zipper.
Yeah. Oh, and people don't you know? Zipper though. Two cars will go for every one, and then
right.
they, you don't have the zipper.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty patient, so I'll just wait in line.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I don't care.
I get into the lane that everyone's merging into,
right.
and
yeah.
I'll wait the extra 5 minutes and let a couple people in.
See,
and that's
and they
it
say that's bad. They say we should
one,
go all
one,
the
one,
way
one,
up
yeah.
to the front,
yeah.
you know, equally, because then we zipper.
But
it
the mentality is
yeah.
you're trying to get ahead of me. Everyone wants
exactly.
to be ahead.
And I don't
know.
Care because I know that I leave with plenty of time to get where I'm going. So I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Go in front of me.
Yeah.
I always leave like 2 car lengths in front of me because I did have like a 5 car pileup. That was my first and
Knock on wood.
Accident, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I had time to get out of the way, but this guy behind me was going to just run right over me. So I said, F it. And I just ran into like these other four cars that I had already piled up.
Oh my gosh, that is so scary.
And my mom was like, you were following too close. And I was like, I will never follow too close again.
My life. I do. I stay back now. I let everybody else go flying.
So do I.
You know, I do have to say something, though. This is another thing I just thought of today.
What?
So I was driving behind a car, and we were coming from a road onto the highway.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this car is going to get us killed because they would not go over 40.
Right.
People are doing 65, 70 on this highway. 90. And I'm thinking, and there's trucks, 90. trucks, obviously in the right lane, right? And I'm like, well, okay, this guy's going to get me killed. Yeah. And they just wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
40, and the truck's beeping, and I'm like, and it wasn't even an older person. Like, usually I'm like, okay, maybe it's an older person during the day. Yeah, during the day, it's their time, so you try to be patient. It was like 10 o'clock. I'm not even going to tell you what Cass is doing right now. We're just going to let y'all guess. You're like, what is she doing? I'm not telling you. It's a certain kind of driver she's talking about. It wasn't them either. Maybe a new driver. I was so frustrated, though. So that's where my aggression comes out. I'm like, you're going to get me killed.
Yeah.
Like, let me just get in front of you.
Me too.
Then I had, on my way home, I'm following someone in the left lane. They're going 60.
Yes.
I at least go 75.
Right.
80. 90. Yeah. Okay. No, I don't, boss.
You know what?
He's listening. Wait, listen. Let me finish, though. Okay. So I'm following this person, and there's no one around. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go around them. So I put my blinker on and go to the next lane, and they speed up. I'm I wasn't even driving close to them. All right, your turn. Go ahead.
I hate when people do that. But if you're in a four-lane highway, right, and you got, you know, from right to left, 1, 2, 3, 4. So in you're in the third lane, almost all the way to the left lane, and you notice people are passing you on the left and the right, move the fuck over.
Yeah, go two more over to the right.
Yeah.
Go put up with the people merging.
Because I'll stay, you know, either in the second or the third.
She's counting.
I'm counting. I'll stay in either the second or the third.
The middle lanes.
Right. And if I need to pass, then I pass on the left.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And now, some people don't agree with that. Some people say, you know, we're fast drivers. We just stay in the left lane.
And that's fine.
And people that are slower than us should move over to the right. Totally right. Fine.
That's fine.
But that's what I do, too.
I always, you know, my driver's ed teacher also taught me to move my eyes every 3 seconds, he said.
Yes.
So your road, mirror, road, speedometer, road, mirror, road, speedometer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're constantly looking behind you. So if I see somebody's catching up to me, I will gladly move over.
Yeah.
You know, even if I am not even all the way in the left lane, even if I'm only in the second lane, I will move over all the way to the right if I see that I'm slowing somebody down. Nobody has that courtesy for me, goddammit.
So my question is, I'm very visual as well. I'm always looking, right?
Yes.
Front, back, whatever.
I'm always terrified of people running into the back.
I know what's happening around
me. Yeah, yeah.
Why are the cars around me surprised when everyone's braking?
I don't know.
Like, I'm backing off. They're on my rear end.
Yeah.
They're flying past on each side. And I'm noticing in the front that we got a traffic jam.
You see 10 cars ahead. They started
they're
braking.
All brakes.
So you're slowing
you
down.
You see all brake lights.
That's what I do. If I see a brake light, I'm immediately starting to
slow down.
Yeah, at least take your foot off the gas.
Right.
So everyone's still zooming past me and they're mad at me.
Hell?
And I'm just like, well, I'm going to see you in a second when you slam on your brakes. Yeah. And
so, you know, I'm new to driving this year, right?
Yeah,
I never used to commute
to
work.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God, is this how it's always been?
Always.
This is crazy.
It's a little bit crazier
now. Well, I was talking to, you know, my mom has been a longtime truck driver. And then we have a friend that lives up the street that's been a longtime truck driver. My mom was pretty local, like, or she would travel far away to, like, North Dakota. You know, like, you don't have a lot of traffic out there.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, she did some city driving, but not, you know, like, she rebuilt 90, I think, like, 20 years ago. But it was in the middle of the night, you know. But anyways, our neighbor up the road said in the last year he has never seen it be so crazy out there. Like,
it's definitely intensified.
Now people are getting back onto the road, and it's like those few essential workers that worked the whole time that had free rein of the road that would do 100 miles an hour down 90, they're still trying to do that. And it's like there's 8,000 more cars on the road. Like, people need to freaking slow down.
So what was your favorite thing about working in Delhi?
working with Shannon.
Yeah.
Back to Delhi.
I said she was honestly one of
But like the why bosses. Though? Let's teach everyone what a good manager is. Can you like explain what she would do or how she would train you?
She would just,
or the team that you worked with?
She would train everybody to know everything to like to the T.
Yeah.
And she would make sure like everyone was cross trained on like some people knew how to stock, some people knew how to order. People would break down boxes, go do the
load
boxes and mm-hmm. load and all of that.
Did you ever have to work on the hot side? Making chicken wings and
I think
stuff.
The last like 2 years.
Yeah. So she would train you to do that too.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah. Especially you knew. At inventory, she would make me in the mornings at like 5, 6 in the morning start the cold chicken.
So especially if someone called off, you could be like, I'm over there. Right. That's fine. I was so smart.
Is that not the smartest thing?
You know, mm-hmm. I feel like managers, once again, I could be wrong. They only want to train you for a certain, because they're afraid that like if you're really good at everything, then you would take their spot or something. I feel like sometimes that's what they how they manage.
Yeah.
You know, where a good manager would do that what Shannon does. Mm-hmm. Like, let me show you every single thing about this department. So if I'm off for a couple weeks or I have surgery or I have to miss for a vacation, I don't come back to crap.
You know, I feel like a lot of managers too think like, oh, they can't do all this.
Maybe that's what it is. That's true.
This is my job.
And not because it's their personality. Maybe that's how they were trained.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's, like I said, when I worked at the gas station, I had a checklist. And that was all of us, you know?
Yes.
And I mean, down to ordering. Every Wednesday, you had to order. If I wasn't there, you needed to order, you know? Yep. So I would always try to make sure everybody kind of knew how to do everything too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would get really pissed because they'd be like, I don't know. Like they tried to pull that shit with me when I first started over there. Like, well, I don't know.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, you're going to learn today.
Yeah.
And you can never say that to me again. You know?
Yep.
No more excuses.
I had a boss many, many years ago that said, always train your replacement because you are not going to be in the same spot.
Right.
If you're aggressive and you want to move up, you got to have someone that's ready to move up with you.
Yep.
And it's so true. Always think that.
Yeah.
Like if you're a manager listening right now, who is my replacement?
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen to you tomorrow.
Right.
You could cut a finger or, you know, and have to be out for a couple of days. And then what? They're going to be calling and texting you when you really should be resting. No, train someone that could easily replace you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to have that job anymore.
I forgot about that manager saying that. That was always a good one. Yeah.
Always a good one.
Yeah.
Just, and I mean, you're still the manager at the end of the day.
Like how many managers did Shannon get? Like, you know what I mean? That she trained these people
and then sent them off to other stores.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Once we get her on here, we'll find out.
Probably at least a dozen.
If not, we'll ask Drew. He'll know.
Back in 2018.
He'll know their middle names. He'll know everything about them.
Well, Drew's one of them.
He is one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why he's so good at what he does. And that's why you're so good at what you did.
He taught me a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That whole team is just, they're just on it. They just are. Even the night crew that maybe doesn't see her as often, they're good.
Right.
And you know, actually the place that I go to that's a little more local to me, they're the same way. They must have a similar manager where they can just take over and you can just tell. You can just tell the atmosphere.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, that like a lot of our employees in the area are loyal to where they're working at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, either they're getting paid really well, which I doubt. Mm-hmm. Or they have good managers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I remember working at a store. I really liked the manager. I would meet with her. It would be fine. But she always had bad things to say about her team. And sometimes she would say it loud enough where I think they would hear it.
Yeah.
And you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he can't do that. I'm not going to show him how to do it. How do you know? Show him how to do it.
Right, I have one produce manager. Every time I walk in, I think he thinks I'm corporate or something.
Mm.
And he's like, man, it looks like shit in here. Man, sorry, it looks like shit in here. And I'm like, bro, you look fine. I'm going to throw up some of this stuff over here for you. I'm going to do this for you. And then
you should absolutely act like you're corporate. You should just start looking through
all his stuff and
watch him follow you.
No.
That happened today. I would tell people where I was from and you could see like, kind of like the light bulb, you know, like, oh, wait, she's corporate.
Oh, shoot.
Which I would never say that to anybody.
Do you talk to our boss?
I had one manager today. He goes, oh, man, sorry. I didn't realize you were corporate. Listen, here's what's going on today. I'm like, you're fine. It's totally fine.
You are corporate, though.
Whatever. But
you're corporate.
I don't use it.
We dread you walking into the
sometimes
store.
Sometimes I drop names. Sometimes. But usually I don't ever say like, hey, I'm, you know, I just don't. I just, it's because I'm here to work.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to see what my stuff looks like. And then, you know what? If I don't like it, I'm going to fix it. Yeah. I'm not going to point at you and say, I'm going to need you to fix this. I'm out of here. Because it like, ain't going to get done.
Just have Cassandra do that the next time she's in.
No, I do have an email for you later. But nah, I'm just kidding. I did the work.
Yeah.
Because we were just talking about how I just missed you. You were there before me.
Right.
So I went in there and I was like, well, I got to switch this stuff around. There was like, the product was in the wrong spot, you know, just safety wise and stuff. So I just moved it all and did it myself.
And we just talked about that and I still haven't done anything about it. Sorry.
You suck. That's all right. No, she's great.
I love putting raw chicken.
The whole team is great. Food. I love the whole team. I was very sad to leave. I love that team.
I know. We miss you too.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. Bigger and better.
So tell me about the rules and regulations of like feeling sick and working in deli.
Ew.
I always knew that there was like, if you did not feel well, right?
For the most part, it was if you like had a runny nose or you had a cough, it was like, you probably shouldn't come in. But if you had a boss like Shannon, she's like, suck it up.
Yeah.
In a good way, of course.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You wonder now.
Just not into
Maybe
that.
Maybe they could just do that.
Well, they would like, if you have to cough, like, excuse yourself, go wash your hands, and then
So I remember that she had to speak to someone that worked in deli because he had two pairs of gloves on and he swept the deli.
Yep,
remember?
I know exactly who
he swept the deli, and then a customer walked up and instead of washing his hands, he took off one layer of gloves and then went to the customer. And I remember that she had to. He would wash his gloves and keep them on.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of gloves is to take them off and start
fresh.
She
had to do a whole, and this person is very smart and should have known better, but I don't know what his thinking was in that because he is very smart. Mm-hmm. And I remember her telling me that she had I'll never say.
Okay, so I remember talking about, like, biohazard and food. We had a cashier. I don't remember who the cashier was. But she was checking somebody out, and she must have hit her hand. You know, the craziest thing to me was there was lots of sharp edges at the register that not only would cut your bread, destroy your eggs, poke open your bag of chips, but they would cut you, you know?
Yeah.
So she must have hit herself and didn't realize she started bleeding. And she's just checking this lady out, right? So the lady comes up to the service desk. She goes, I'm really sorry. She goes, but I can't take any of this.
Oh,
there's blood all over
no.
it. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, hold on. First of all, stop. I go over there. I'm like, hey, you're bleeding, you know? And she's like, I am. Oh my God. It's like all down.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. And so then I get back up to the service desk. I'm like, I am so sorry. She goes, I'm a nurse. Like, and, you know, I get it. Like,
why didn't she just tell her?
I don't know. Like,
speak up.
I don't know. You just let her bleed all over all these groceries. Now we have to throw all this out. I have to return.
She has to reshop.
$150 worth.
Well, you're really fast manually typing in all the UPCs.
God.
Yeah,
It was so crazy. We had to toss all that food.
Okay. We've learned when we were 5 years old, see something, say something.
Yeah. Right. It's so, I was like, oh my God.
Do you know one time?
You could see it everywhere. How did she not realize she was bleeding everywhere?
Steve tells this story all the time. There's a place that's like in, I don't know where, it's like in between where we live. And they walked in, him and his brother walked in, and it was a hot dog stand. And the woman was like scratching a bad mosquito or something. Like she had stuff all over her hands. Like maybe she was allergic to mosquitoes or just like the pick. And she was like, this was before gloves. And
it's
this
probably
was so many,
ivy.
Many. Yeah. Yeah. And she was like scratching. She's like, can I help you? They were like, nope.
No.
And they turned around and went right back out.
Oh, no.
So obviously you can't help that kind of stuff, but then that's when you wear long sleeves or you just be aware, you know. Let's talk hygiene.
Yeah.
Let's talk hygiene. Because I have a feeling you had someone on your team that was stinky.
Ew.
Very much. Yes.
I think we all did at one point.
Yeah.
Can we let, you know what? I'm just going to turn this all around. We're going to talk hygiene because I know we did up at the customer service desk. I know I did in bakery and I know you guys did in deli.
Yeah.
So how do you even like approach this person and say,
that's hard.
You reek.
It's very hard.
Yeah. It is.
Go to Shannon and I'd be like, you need to do something. Like, I can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, you feel bad complaining.
Right.
Then, but your first thought is, do you know you stink? Right?
How do you not smell,
it? Had, you not had, smell yourself?
We had those two couple people.
Yeah,
up front
we did. That, we had a couple. Yeah. I mean, and honestly, there's people at the stores now that I'm just like, how
it's
can
it's hard
they?
To have that conversation.
Yeah, with it the is person. Hard to have that conversation, but you have to have that conversation.
Sick.
Yeah. So I know for sure there is some people that they don't wear deodorant. They use baby powder or whatever kind of talcum powder or something like that. They don't. So you just have to say it's their religion. They don't wear. I know that there's a few people in like the North Shore that's it's their religion. They don't believe in deodorant. They grow their hair out on their armpits.
Oh,
I don't know what
God.
It is, but I know that sometimes they just don't. But then you don't put them in hot foods. If you interview someone and they don't, you know, they walk in and they smell and it's not just like garlic on their breath.
Yeah.
Do not put them in hot foods.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
So that reminds me because there was somebody got hired for the deli. It was after you were gone, I'm pretty sure. And he didn't stink. But he coughed a lot.
Oh.
Like he had a constant cough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that, I mean, that happens. But.
Right. But you can't have this person just back there coughing all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was like he would just get like allergies. I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I think his girlfriend was a smoker and like he couldn't handle it. And
so, yeah,
like,
she smoked in the
house.
You got that
and
phlegm
it
in the back of your throat.
Crazy.
Yeah. I think he started as I was leaving.
Okay. And Shannon was just like, I can't fucking deal with this anymore. Like you have to get them. So where do they send them? Up front to cashier. I was sitting outside smoking a cigarette one day and I could hear him walking to work. He was so far away
and coughing
on his way to work. And I was like, I felt bad for that guy.
Yeah.
Cause it was nothing he could do about it. You know, what do you do? The guy would like eat hard candy, chew gum, eat lozenges all the time. And he would just constantly.
Oh my gosh. Well, first you got to ditch the girlfriend that smokes.
I know. It wasn't like a phlegmy gross cough either. Like mine.
But
it wasn't like
still,
that.
Someone like my husband who is a germaphobe would not go into his lane, would not get the
I'm pretty
meat
sure,
sliced.
Like,
there's no way.
Yeah. They got so many complaints. Like Shannon was like, I can't anymore. Like, he has to go somewhere.
Wear a mask before it was cool, dude. Wear two. So I've had to have the conversations about hygiene and those are very awkward.
Yeah.
And I mean, they sit in the office and I keep the door open because I just don't want to, you know, and how do you even start that conversation? So we've had complaints. Like I wouldn't say it was team members.
Yeah.
I would usually say it was customers, you know, and it's like, you need to wash your clothes every day, but with that, you also need to shower.
And they would say, we don't have a washer and dryer. And I'd say, so get a bar of soap.
Yeah.
Fill up your bathtub. Scrub out your armpits and your crotch of everything you own.
Yep.
And hang it up over the top of the tub.
Mm-hmm.
You get 2 days off.
Well, you guys only
week.
Give me two shirts. I will give you two more.
I will
buy you two more. Go somewhere and find something that matches. I don't even care.
Yeah.
You need to make sure it's clean.
I've bought team members' pants before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they show up in jeans. Well, I only have like two pairs, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can't wear jeans. Mm-mm. So I go and buy them a pair of pants.
You know what? That's funny. Yeah. I actually bought someone a pair of shoes because they stunk so bad.
Yeah.
They would walk to and from work in the rain, snow, whatever. Yeah. And I remember taking them over to the shoe department. I said, pick a pair out.
Yeah.
People are complaining.
Yeah.
And it was their feet
that
stunk so bad.
Oh, it must have been my sister.
No,
just kidding, Jen. We know you got stinky feet.
Oh, Jen. Yes, I remember having those conversations. It's not good. You need to wash your hair. You need to use soap. It's like you're talking to. And okay, so devil's advocate. You can't blame them. This is probably how they were taught.
I know.
Not to shower.
I know.
I have learned that people that do not have good hygiene means that they were never taught as children.
Right.
Maybe their parents were that way or whoever, the guardians were like that. So you do have to almost speak to them like they're younger. Like you have to use soap. Mm-hmm. You have to shower, you know, a few times a week.
At least
you
three.
Work in hot foods or you sweat when you do the load. So you have to make sure you know, okay, well, we don't have running water. All right. go get a bucket, go get a gallon of water, get a washcloth with some soap. You can figure this out. And they don't know better. So you have to be very sensitive to that kind of situation. You can't just say,
it is hard.
You stink.
Yeah, you stink. Take a shower. Well, we have no running water.
But when it's the second and third time and they don't have an excuse, then it's like a little more harsh. Like you are getting complaints that you reek. Yeah. You know, did you shit yourself?
Ew.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're like, I just don't know how to wipe my butt.
Yeah, sometimes, I swear to you, sometimes it smelled like they just shit and stood back up.
Stop it. They need a bidet.
Oh my gosh, they need more than that. There was someone in a department that I didn't realize that they stunk. And I walked in, I was like, hey, what's going on? And I looked around, I'm like, what stinks? What did you guys burn? And the one girl turns around with these big eyes and looks at me, and it was whoever was next to her that stunk. And I'm like, holy no. I walked right back out. The whole back room stunk.
You're so bad about putting your foot in.
Hell yeah, I do. I'm so used to it now. What stinks? It's because I have no filter. So I have no filter.
I've never been like that. I would always just be like, hey, guys.
Oh, hell no.
Who smells bad?
I have no filter whatsoever. I'm going to tell you like it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. It's so funny.
All right. Who didn't wipe?
It was the worst when someone heated up Brussels sprouts in the microwave and back.
No, you know what's bad? The day after you eat Brussels sprouts.
Well, it was probably them heating them up in the microwave and farting them from dinner the night before. What is that smell back here, guys? Who's heating up the Brussels sprouts?
Oh, my God.
Who burnt the popcorn?
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. Actually, I think I'd rather smell burnt popcorn than armpit.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's for sure.
I
agree.
Or
like crotchaloo.
Crotchaloo.
Wash your crotchaloo, boo-boo.
Oh, sick.
Oh, sick. I think you say that to everyone. You're like, oh, sick.
Sick. That's their word. That's. Oh, God. I just want to say Brianna just came for her free reusable bag. She's just here laughing in the background.
She's like, give me my cling. Give me the bag. I'll speak a little bit and I'm out.
You caught me.
We're like, we're talking the whole time and she's just like, hee, 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 in the background.
For her free coupons for her snacks.
She just really wanted a cling to go on her car so she can represent.
I keep saying, go ahead, you can talk. You know, we keep talking over. She's like, no, it's not beer.
I just want to hang out with you guys, see how you did it.
I'm excited to be here.
I know, it's so fun. Well, we love when people come to visit. We love it.
I know, even if
we're
just
booked out.
Say nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Like this one over here. We got another one. There's actually four of us here, but
we
you
have
can only
an
hear
audience
three of us.
Tonight.
Yeah, we do. I love it. Speaking of, we really should become like, we should get some live audiences.
Get out of here.
I keep telling her that I want to do some live events.
All right. Okay.
We're all
okay. Wait,
vaccinated
wait, wait.
And
we're going to do a vote on Facebook on this episode. Right?
All right.
So
I'll remember.
Which episode is this? 18?
Yes.
18th episode when it releases in 3 weeks or whatever from today.
Yep.
We have to do a vote on Facebook. Would you show up to a live show?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say if 100 people like that post and share it, then we can do a live show.
I'll be the first one to like and share.
Well, you know what? We got people that live in listening in all different countries.
We do. We have 14 countries.
I saw that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, what is the rules again? Tell me one more time.
It's 100 likes and shares.
Okay, of a post that I'm going to put about going.
Of a post that you're
going
to put.
About being live.
About being live.
Going live. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Live, like in person, not just live.
Oh my
God. Yeah, not like we're just here
I'm
live.
I'm not ready for live in person.
Yes, you are.
God.
All right.
I'll do it.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye, guys.
Have a great weekend. Bye. Woo!
This podcast is brought to you by Nametag Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. Drums, written and performed by my son, Steven. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.